David Vassay live at Dodger Stadium, brought to you by the Ford F-150, built for tough. And I'm joined right now by Dodger third base coach and infield coach, Dino Ebel. Dino, thanks a lot for the time.
Oh, thanks, David, for having me on.
I was out here early, and so were you. You were doing some work with young Gavin Lux in preparation for his major league debut. What were you taking him through at second base?
I was just basically getting him out and just getting his legs underneath him. It's his, you know, major league debut, and today was the day that we did not get on the field, didn't have batting practice and take ground balls. So I wanted him to get out and just get a feel for the stadium, and he looks good. You know, he's ready. He's had an exceptional year, and we're all excited for him making his debut tonight.
How much easier was it for him to process what you were explaining to him? Did he have that experience in the minor leagues?
Yes, you know, it's nothing new. We've been doing shifting all throughout the minor league level, and there's nothing new here where he's comfortable doing it. We just went through basically where he was going to be in each with a left-handed shift, a right-handed shift, and he was comfortable with it. And, you know, we took ground balls there. We turned some double plays, and he looked really, really good.
I guess it's easier for a young player these days because he has you, he has the rest of the coaching staff if there's a question.
Absolutely, and that's what we're here for. And I told him, you know, during the game, he'll have his card with him and he'll look in, and I'll guide him through if there's a problem. I told him just look in and we'll take care of it. But he's good at it. He's been doing it all season long in AA and AAA, so it's nothing new coming here and, you know, doing the shift right-handed and left-handed.
Dino, you've been a coach on staffs where hyped-up prospects are making their debut. One guy that comes to mind is Mike Trout. How do you help these guys block all of that out and just worry about baseball?
Just being yourself, and us as a staff, an organization of players, just being us. It's you know, there's a little bit of excitement in his debut tonight. Everybody knows he's here, and I just told him today to relax, play baseball, don't do anything different. It's a baseball game. When the game starts, it's after that first ball that's hit to him, or when he gets into the batter's box and he sees that first pitch, he's going to settle down and it becomes a baseball game. So he's ready for the opportunity. He's worked extremely hard since day one in spring training throughout the minor league year, and he truly deserves this promotion. He's ready for it.
You saw him in spring training. He was in big league camp, played in big league games. What was the one thing that impressed you the most about him?
Just his presence in the batter's box and on the field. You know, he played short, he played second. He's an exceptional runner, can steal a bag when he wants to. But he's got extreme, awareness in the batter's box. He's putting the ball in play. He can drive the ball out of the park. He's got power, he's got speed. And coming from a new organization to the Dodger organization this spring, I knew the hype was on him. I knew what he is capable of doing, and he put it all together in the minor leagues. And, man, I'm just excited for him. The whole team is, the whole organization. It's a great night for Gavin Lux.
Dino Ebel is our guest just in front of the first game against the Rockies. And, Dino, the Dodgers obviously have the best record in the National League. How do you look at the final 20 games of the season for you guys to be ready for October?
Well, we just got to continue what we've been doing. We got to get our reps. Dave does a great job of getting guys rest when they need it. And by the time it winds down towards the end, this team's going to be ready to go defensively, offensively, on the bases, fundamentally. Pitching staff, bullpen, so everything's going to come together for us. But Dave, I tell you what, just watching him do his work day in and day out with that lineup and getting guys breathers and mix and matching, does a tremendous job doing it.
Dave mentioned today that Cody Bellinger will be seeing more time in center field. What dimension does he bring to your team, being your center fielder?
Well, again, it's like adding a Mike Trout in your lineup in center field. I mean, wow. Bellinger's had a great offensive year. He is a gold glover in my mind. I don't care where you put him in the infield, at first base, right field, center field. And if you put him in left, he's a gold glover. But having that kind of bat and that presence in center field, exceptional speed, great range, good instincts, just adds tremendous value to Belly. But having him in center field, and again, you got A.J. Pollock, you got Verdugo. We got guys who can play center field. But Bellinger adding him in center field is just going to add to our defense.
And I guess in some ways it doesn't make these final 20 games for him to go through the motions. It gives him a new challenge.
Absolutely, and he's up for that. And it's not like he's never played it before. He has played some games there in center field. But if he gets some games under his belt consistently, he's only going to get better at it. But what a great tool to have, to where you can put a guy from first to right to center any time of the game. If you platoon a guy, I mean, to have that in your lineup is extremely, extremely impressive to have.
Everybody focuses on his offense, and rightfully so, but the dimension he brings defensively may separate him from all the other elite players.
Absolutely, and again, he's a Gold Glover, and when you say that, Gold Glover, I truly, he deserves it. If it's at right field, first base, you know, he doesn't have a lot of games under his belt in center field, but to bring that kind of presence, what he does in the batter's box, and take it out and has a presence in the outfield to where he can make a guy stop going first to third. He can have a third base coach stop a base hit that's directly at him and keep him at third base. That's the impact that he has playing defense for our ball club.
Well, you got a pretty big impact on this team this year, Dino. Hopefully you're busy tonight at third base and the Dodgers score some runs.
Well, that's what I shoot for every night. When I can get that arm waving in and score more runs, I'm happy camper.
Thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate the insight as always.
Thanks for having me.
There he is, Dodgers third base coach and infield coach, Dino Ebel. Dodger fans, I need three contestants right now for the Six Flags Bone Chilling Play of the Game. 866-987-2570. You predict the hair-raising, freakishly good play of the game, and you win a pair of tickets or season passes to find your fright before it finds you. Again, 866-987-2570. It's the Dodgers and Rockies. First pitch from Dodger Stadium is at 5:10. This is AM 570 LA Sports and the Dodgers Radio Network.